Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Good morning. This is Amy Loboda with FAA's Managing Safety Podcast. We're here today at EAA Air Venture 2010 with Brett Palmero. He is the manager of Mustang Business Development with the Cessna Citation line in Wichita, Kansas, and he's going to tell us something about a new announcement Cessna's made. They have an Ease into the Saddle program. Brett, welcome.
Thanks, Amy. It's great to be here at Oshkosh with you.
Terrific. Tell me, you guys have come up with a program that is designed to enhance the safety of some of your new Mustang pilots. Could you explain to me a little bit about what Ease into the Saddle means?
Sure, Amy. Really, to give you some perspective of what the motivation was, is Ease into the Saddle program is really designed to, as you said, suggested, improve and enhance the safety of prospective customers into the Citation Mustang. We start off doing that with really doing a lot of prior work before you go to flight safety to get your type rating course. And that's what Ease in the Saddle is really coined on, is let's spend some time together before you go to that structured training course, and let's really get familiar with the Citation Mustang in the actual airplane. And that's really what it's designed to do, is that initial familiarization with the product before you go to training.
Tell me how that works. First of all, we should probably explain to our listeners that the Citation Mustang can be flown single pilot, but because it's a turbine aircraft, you need a type rating, which is the equivalent of an airline transport rating. So for a lot of your customers moving up, transitioning, they're going to be transitioning into a turbine aircraft for the first time, perhaps?
That's exactly right, and that's exactly what this program is really designed and targeted towards, especially if customers coming out of, say, of a high-performance piston product, or even a twin-engine piston product, and this is their first experience into the jet world of understanding what's involved and getting prepared for that. Cessna's had an on-purpose program since we introduced the Mustang, and we've been working obviously with flight safety and developing our customers, but we thought we wanted to take an extra step and again focus just on this group to improve their safety, especially the single-engine customers, because there's so much to learn when you get ready to step up into a Mustang business jet.
Have you noticed, was it in response to anything such as they're taking a little longer at flight safety or something like that, or is this a proactive step?
It's not necessarily that these customers have taken longer, it's just that we've learned, obviously as they have a lot of questions, and they're coming from a lot of different backgrounds, and what we're trying to do is really address directly from their specific background and getting them prepared for the Mustang course. Again, it's not one size fits all. We recognize that. And so we've partnered with Flight Safety in developing this program. And maybe just to hit some of the highlights on what the program really outlines. We work with the customer well before they go to training, and they offer an online course, G1000 course. So that gives the customer, if they don't have G1000 experience, or maybe they don't have the specific G1000 experience in the Mustang, to get that level of familiarity of how's this put together? How do I build some flight plans? How do I tune the radios? And walk through some of those basics. Additionally, another element of the program is offering a customer a turbine transition course. Again, as you noted, that most of these folks have not had a chance to fly a turbine-powered airplane. So understanding how a turbine-powered plant operates and some of the mechanics behind that and systems familiarity is great background to have well before you go to school. You obviously get it when you get there, but again, we just want to build a very strong foundation. Another example of a part of the course that we're part of the program, it includes what we call a flight safety accelerated experience course, where you'll come and spend a couple days in Wichita actually in the simulator, again doing some familiarization, learning cockpit procedures, normal startup procedures, and just getting comfortable with that environment, getting a bit of a preview of what you're actually going to learn during the type rating course. And finally, one of the biggest elements of what we're talking about on Ease in the Saddle program is where we spend time with you and your newly delivered Citation Mustang before you've actually gone to training, but after delivery, and let's go out and fly it. And again, on a structured syllabus, again, familiarizing yourself on normal jet operations and procedures and getting you used to that airplane. Again, so when you do finally go to flight safety for that type rating course, you're very familiar and very comfortable with the airplane.
Explain to me who's going to fly with the customer. That was one of the things we just talked about. We talked about all of the initial training and familiarization, and then you said with your newly delivered Mustang, we're going to fly with you a little bit and get with a structured syllabus. Who's we?
We is actually Cessna Aircraft Company, our professional demonstration pilots. These are the same folks that a lot of our customers have done demonstration flights with. So what we're doing is we're acting as a coach in this process. And we're just going to be spending time, again, that familiarization, but you are riding with the factory demonstration pilots just like you did on that demo flight before you made that purchase decision.
You have enough of these people to be able to send them out on the road like that? I mean, these are highly skilled individuals who really do know these airplanes backwards, forwards, inside and out.
Well, that's true. And that's obviously one of the considerations we had is we wanted to be able to respond to our customer interest in this program. We have made it a limited program available just through new aircraft orders through the remainder of the year. So it is a limited opportunity in what we can do, obviously understanding what our resources are. But we recognize there is a marketplace out there of customers that do want this service, and we want to step up and provide that to them.
What about after they get their type rating? Is that a time when they can still have the comfort of another pilot with them, maybe from the factory, or is this all pre-type rating?
Our time together is really all pre-flight safety. Again, we consider our coaching services to be all in front of the flight safety portion. After you complete your type rating course, there in fact may be some additional training that's required, perhaps by FAR, based on your experience. So if you had by chance the default 25 hours of supervised operational experience required, what we would refer our customers to then is an entity just like Flight Safety that offers those type of services for that mentor pilot time.
Okay, excellent. So this is not a mentor pilot program. This is something really different. And that's
exactly right, Amy, and that's why we call it a coaching service in what we're providing. It's more of an orientation on normal operational procedures. Flight safety really does the training. That's what it comes down to. That's their expertise. That's what's obviously you're going to learn during a 14-day type rating course at Flight Safety. What we're doing is we're just preparing our customers for that course and providing that comfort level and that familiarization with the Mustang.
So 14 days is the typical type rating course. That's a daily, day in, day out, take it all in with a fire hose course, I would think.
It is outlined to be a 14-day process. You're going to take 2 weeks out of your calendar for the initial pilot training type rating course. Again, maybe perhaps if you've had additional experience with type ratings in the past, you'll get the weekend off in the middle. But a lot of folks, this is their first type rating, they spend some additional time, some of their free time, in getting some additional training, again, just to build their comfort level and proficiency during that process. These customers haven't been in RVSM airspace before, and they need that additional training time, and that's a good example of some of the supplementary courses Flight Safety offers when you go for your type rating course, is to complete that RVSM training that you will need, or high altitude endorsement. If you don't have that portion, we'll obviously take care of that as well.
This obviously can be packaged in with the purchase price of the airplane. Is that how you prefer to do it?
That's exactly right. When we talk about the Ease in the Saddle program, and again, all the different elements, the Flight Safety G1000 course, the turbine transition course, we've talked about the accelerated experience course, and our time is spending 3 to 5 days with you coaching in your airplane. If you were really to add this all up and write the check by yourself, you'd be talking about nearly $14,000 in value, including all the travel expenses. The reality is what Cessna is doing, because we believe it's such a positive program, is we're offering this to our customers at $7,500.
That's terrific. That really is a value, most definitely. Brett, is there anything else you want to make sure that people know? Where can they find out more information about this?
Well, we'd love certainly any prospective customers to contact us at Cessna. They certainly call 1-800-4-CESSNA and ask for their local citation sales manager. We'd be happy to talk about it specifically, how the program would apply to them as an individual. Again, we really try to find custom solutions for our customers, and we certainly welcome that contact. Or feel free to contact Cessna.com and, again, ask for additional information on this. We'd be happy to respond directly.
Thank you very much, Brett. It's been delightful to have you here on FAA's Managing Safety. Have a great Oshkosh.
Thanks, Amy. You as well.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.